Now, over the last few weeks, we've been meeting some of the country's leading philanthropists at a time when recession is eating into the support the private sector gives to both charity and the arts. Rory Brooks has an interest in both. Founder of the private equity business MML Capital, he's financed the setting up of the Brooks World Poverty Institute. Based at Manchester University, it carries out research into the causes of and possible solutions to poverty. He and his wife also collect modern art, and when I met Rory Brooks in his office just off Trafalgar Square, he showed me one painting he sees as a metaphor for his work.
You can see what it is. It's a very complex blue diagram. It's a blue field on a black field. All the little graphics are actually deconstructed Arabic script. The point is that our work is a lot about pursuing detail in the course of pursuing a harmonious big picture. And this painting helps me with that a fair bit. The university approached us with the idea of coalescing some existing activities in poverty area into a more substantial and concrete format and needed some support for that. And so we felt that we were getting almost $2 for one, in the sense that we were supporting the university, which was one of the missions that we particularly had, and at the same time getting to access one of the truly great global challenges and what is, in my view, the last great human inequality that we have, which is global poverty.
Do you think guilt has any part in philanthropy?
That's a very interesting question. I really don't think so. I would hope that it's based off something, a more positive motivation and spirit than that. Does it have its wellspring in a feeling that life has treated you well and that therefore one has a duty and obligation to society? In my case, I don't think it's really an option. I think it's an obligation, a duty that we have, and it's one of the requirements that come with the privilege of having the access to do that in life.
Tell me about the most recent trip you've undertaken with your wife.
It was very important for us to go and see people living under desperate circumstances, and more particularly, to go and study how specific aid programs are created and how effective they are. Because one of the key missions of the Institute is the generation of knowledge and research into performance as to how things are actually happening there. And it has made a big impression of us, both our tours of Bangladesh and in East Africa, to see just how complex it is to deliver effective programs to truly poor people.
Were there things that surprised you?
The greatest thing that always surprises me when seeing poor people is the astonishing survivability of human dignity under appalling circumstances. You go around a very poor urban environment in Bangladesh, for example, and there'll be 200 people living in a space that you think might be fit for 10, lots of kids, one standpipe, and yet the women will appear from their abodes immaculately dressed, clean, presentable, and they will not allow the circumstances to diminish their dignity in that respect.
How difficult is it going to be in this country, do you think, to sustain philanthropic commitment in the kind of economic environment we're in at the moment?
Well, the short answer to that is I think we're about to find out. We are in uncharted territory in a whole range of areas relating to economic life. One thing that seems to me to be true, and I think one of your previous interviewees alluded to this, is that there are now a very large number of charities in any one particular given sector. And putting my business hat on for a second, this seems to me to be a whole sector that is probably ripe for some consolidation and a more greater concentration of efforts. And I would imagine that a number of charities and indeed foundations are finding that their source of income or the source of capital or whatever it is that from which they derive their funding is going to be under duress, and that consolidation and thereby reduction of total overhead is probably going to be the order of the day.
So fewer charities in particular areas?
If you had your business model hat on, that would be the likely outcome. And those small charities who are struggling, probably some of them need to be a bit proactive in terms of trying to find a resolution to this issue rather than waiting for it to happen to them.
The businessman and philanthropist Rory Brooks bringing us to today's closing headlines.